We're going to begin our worship in the singing of God's praise in Psalm 67, Psalm number 67, and we're singing the whole of the psalm.
God bless and pity us, shine on us with thy face,
let us join together in prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that we would sincerely lift up our voices and speak to God and ask God to look on us with his face, to bless us and pity us, and to shine his face upon us, to give to us all the grace and graces that we need in order to come here now and to worship properly, sincerely, humbly, looking away from ourselves, looking up to God's glory and relying upon God's grace, listening to God's word as he speaks to us for our good, and looking into the scriptures to find the treasures that our Lord Jesus Christ speaks about in the gospel. Those who follow him and those who preach his word are like men and women who open treasure houses in search of good things and find good things, always only good things. And so we pray, Heavenly Father, that as we gather here now, that our worship would be pleasing to God and good for us, that it would be strengthening for the church, because we pray not only that God would bless and pity us, but we pray this for others also. Indeed, our prayers should encompass the whole world. How men of every nation, kindred, and tongue need God's face to shine upon them, to bless them and to pity them, because we are pitiable creatures indeed. We do not know our right hand from our left. We walk in darkness. We turn away from the light as though it were damaging and destructive, and we turn unto the old habits of darkness and depravity constantly. And this is the tendency of our bent and fallen natures. And so we pray for the world around us, O God. We do so because we remember that the gospel is for all the world, for all nations, kindreds, and tongues, a great multitude. The gospel is intended to be a blessing for all peoples, and the church of God is meant to be a house of prayer for all the nations, and God's people are to be careful and caring for the multitudes around us, because were it not for the grace of God, we would be amongst them walking in darkness. We are no different by nature to others, O Lord. We acknowledge that we are equal in depravity, equal in deliberate choices of sin, equal in the invitations to come to Christ, and they are equal with us in these overtures of mercy. And the right hand of the Lord is always outstretched, and he appeals to the nations, "Look unto me, all ye the ends of the earth, because I am God, and besides me there is no Saviour." And all around us, O God, we see saviours, plenty of saviours, false saviours, telling lies, blind leading the blind, leading people astray, preaching winsome doctrines with eloquence and with earnestness and with sweet words. We see all around us, O God, men and women walking with strange beliefs that lead to confusion, to contradictions and ultimate despair. And we see around us, O God, even some of our loved ones who have never closed in with Christ and who are doing their best to be decent and upright citizens and seeking to get by with morality and with kindness to their neighbors. And all around us, O God, we see the marks of sin. We see the marks of self-direction, autonomous, sinful autonomy, and we see the broad road leading to destruction with every kind of opinion and every kind of baggage in its train, and always welcoming more and always appealing for even more to join, and in the end it leads to that awful destruction. And so we do pray, Heavenly Father, that you would bless us and cause your face to shine upon us as we would seek to pray. Cause us to pray more earnestly. Cause us to pray more specifically. Cause us to pray, Heavenly Father, not simply in general terms, but in specific terms, naming names, naming cases, naming causes, naming nations, naming principalities and powers, naming rulers who rule over us. And we pray especially for all the saints. O God, we are commanded to remember the saints and the preachers of the gospel and the seekers after Christ, that they would continue to seek. We give thanks, Heavenly Father, that throughout the world there are millions who are concerned to find the truth. And we know from Christ that all who seek shall find. And so we pray that they would never give up seeking until their quest is ended, when they close with Jesus Christ, the seeking Saviour. So help us now as we gather here yet again, O Lord, to sing, to meditate, to hear the word, but above all to worship and to call upon God's great and holy name. And all things we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You probably have noticed I've got a thick throat. I can't get my throat clear for some reason. And I know that age probably has something to do with it. So there we are. So I feel very husky. I'm conscious of being husky, and I'll try my best, but that's all we can do. Well, we're going to read now in John's Gospel in chapter 6. And we're going to begin the reading at verse number 16. At verse 16, and we shall read to verse 40. And when evening was now come, his disciples went down into the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea towards Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he said unto them, "It is I, be not afraid." Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one wherein his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread, after that the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him has God the Father sealed. Then they said unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and giveth light unto the world. Then they said unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that you also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he has given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again in the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And then follows a discourse concerning the bread of life. But we leave the reading there, and we shall sing again to God's glory in Psalm number 68, and from verse 1 to 5. In Psalm 68, 1 to 5.
Let God our